Life after death. A Harvard doctor uncovers a disturbing benefit from overdose fatalities. The opioid abuse epidemic ravaging the US is killing tens of thousands of people per year, with 2016 seeing more than 63,600 overdose deaths. Although prescriptions for opioids have started falling, the crisis is not abating. When pills aren't available, many users turn to heroin or its more dangerous cousin, fentanyl. But a strange phoenix has risen from these ashes. Life-saving organs available for transplantation. After Mandeep Mira and a colleague at Harvard Medical School noticed an increase in the number of donors, they tracked the source to opioid-related deaths. Newsweek spoke with Mira, a professor of medicine, about the discovery of this disconcerting correlation. How did you uncover the connection? For many years, the number of donors was stagnant. When we noticed an increase in recent years, we wondered if Americans had started donating more or if some other factor was at play. We reviewed 17 years of data from 2000 to 2016 on organ donors and saw an 11-fold increase in donors who had died from drug abuse. We also looked at the same span of data from Eurotransplant, a collective of 8 transplant centres in Europe, and were shocked to see this particular donor source was absolutely flat over time. Are organs from people who have died from drug abuse safe? We examined the outcomes of people who received organs from people addicted to drugs, specifically heart and lung recipients. Those organs are the most vulnerable to low oxygen, which is ultimately what kills most people who die from overdoses. The outcomes, at least through the first year following the transplant, are the same as those seen with other donor sources. How do you reconcile the benefit of more organs with such a disturbing source? The drug epidemic is a societal ill that we have to deal with. The one silver lining to this very, very cloudy situation is that many lives are saved by one life lost. The heart, 2 lungs, 2 kidneys, and the liver can all be donated. Every time an organ transplant recovery is performed, the team observes a moment of silence and offers gratitude and thanks for this gift of life. But as a community of transplant professionals, we should not consider this a sustainable donor source. By Jessica Vapner.